So New Zealanders have voted to bring back smacking. 2 years ago, the people of New Zealand voted to become the first nation in the world to make it illegal to hit children. Back then it was a controversial decision, and one which they have now decided to repeal. Early indications in the referendum suggested that at least 80% of New Zealanders were now in favour of doing away with the legislation which banned parents from using force to discipline their children. I suppose it should be noted that the law was initially introduced to deal with worrying child cruelty figures in New Zealand. In 2006, twin 3-month-old boys were beaten to death by a family member. And that tragedy led to what has been described as an agonised bout of national soul-searching. And then around the same time, the country was placed third out of 27 countries for child deaths. So the ban was introduced, but it was unpopular then and has remained unpopular ever since. Of course, the issue of discipline of children is an ongoing issue in many countries. And very often the questions are raised, do parents have the right to smack their children? Should discipline include physical punishment? Are there not better ways to train children and teach them right from wrong? And those are the kind of questions that very often come up when this debate is raised. There's some things we need to keep in mind here. Firstly, children need to be disciplined and punished at times. Children do go wrong. They disobey their parents. They sin against the Lord. Their sinful nature, inherited from Adam, results in sinful actions, and therefore they need to be chastised. It does not serve them well when parents either laugh at their sin or ignore it. We've all seen that. A child does something wrong, something openly and repeatedly disobedient to its parents, and adults either make a joke of it or they simply ignore it. What does that teach the child? But that disobedience is funny and okay. And those are disastrous lessons for a young person to be taught. Furthermore, God himself is best qualified in giving direction on the instruction and discipline of children. Psalm 127 reminds us that children are a gift from God. And moreover, he knows what is in the heart of a child. He created the child. He therefore knows what a child needs. This is important in a day of child experts. Man thinks he knows best. He imagines he has all the answers. He feels himself to be the supreme guide in all the affairs of life. But God's knowledge is infinitely greater than man's. And that includes his knowledge of how to bring up children. Flowing from that, we need to remember that God does instruct parents to chastise their children and to do so in a solemn and serious way. Take the words of Proverbs 13 and 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 22 verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 23 verses 13 and 14. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Obviously the emphasis here is on the need for children to be chastised with the rod. This is not advocating child abuse, or child cruelty, or child battering. Those texts are speaking of reasonable discipline being administered in a fair, measured, and loving way for the benefit of the child. We ought to remember also that failure to discipline our children is a sin against the Lord. We are all too familiar with ill-disciplined children, children allowed to act as they please and defy God and men. Such parental failure is a sin against the Lord. Remember Eli? He failed to restrain his sons in their sin. He honoured them before God, and awful consequences followed. Children need a disciplined life, need to be corrected when they go wrong, and God's word must be honoured at all times, or the consequences are too dire to contemplate. Families will be in turmoil, society will suffer, the young person will be abandoned to his or her own way, and God is grieved and sinned against. The New Zealanders have taken a step in the right direction.